open my eyes to the world that shines in you. Open my eyes to the world that shines in you. Let me see you brightening the air.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. As many of you may know, this is a challenging time for light workers on Earth with so many loud voices talking. Much of the information that's coming down from the universe is very polarized in nature, with much about political dissent and social unrest. Know that we can rely on the information and the light workers to keep the spiritual focus with a spiritual work that has been given to you, and now you are giving to the people around you as you follow your destiny.
And your personal balance in your thoughts and emotions so that you can continue with your spiritual work as designated and assigned to you. BBS Radio and Let's Find Out is about giving you the strength and support to do that. We are here to provide information, to help you with your concerns, to answer questions, and to be there for you. The Let's Find Out staff and people who share with us on the show are interested in maintaining balance, caring, thoughtfulness, and healing as we proceed through these very difficult 10 years coming in the next decade. If you think that the changes around you have been exceptional and the energies have been unusual, brace yourselves. We're coming into a new decade, and this is only the beginning of a rough 10-year period with a shift, an upshift of very dramatic and powerful and life-changing energies. This energetic force is about destruction before reconstruction, as we reach deep into our souls and find out and establish a new way of living, a change in the way of living for the better of all humans and animals and plant life on this planet. We are fighting to preserve the earth, to make changes that are positive, and to live with the balance of love, peace, and harmony. Trust that. Know that. It is deeply appreciated that you are taking the time to listen to Let's Find Out. It is also appreciated that you are taking the time to hear any of the programs on BBS Radio. We are expanding, we've come a long way, and we have overcome the impossible by saying, so what? We have to forge ahead. And now, let's get on with tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce. Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and I want to wish everybody a happy St. Patty's Day. It was a joyful day. We had beautiful sunshine here, and everybody's having a party and a good time. And tonight, we are going to do the astrology for the upcoming week. The wonderful spring equinox is about to happen, and not only that, we're going to move from Pisces into Aries. And so, of course, my guest is Mark Dodich, the famed astrologer, and he's going to give us a little bit of insight as to what's coming over the next 3 months. Good evening, Mark.
Hello, and happy spring.
Oh, thank you. We're getting there on Wednesday.
It's trying real hard out here in Oregon.
Is it? So anyway, Wednesday's a special day. I'm going down to Wesley, and I'm going to be able to present a scholarship award to a student at Wesley College that my sister, when she passed away, I set that up with her husband's daughter. And we're really excited about this. Is the first time that they're presenting the award. So I want to know if the 20th is a good luck day.
Well, hey, you know, it's a great day. We've got spring equinox and we've got a full moon a couple hours afterwards. So should be a pretty powerful day.
That's wonderful. I feel very special about it. I know we've just had the nodes change and Jupiter's in Sag. And of course, a lot of people may not understand what all that is, but don't we have a very positive 3 months ahead for us?
I like to think so. There's nothing gigantic going on in a chart that we cast for spring equinox for the next 3 months. But the interesting thing about it is because the equinox is a few hours before the full moon, they're both going to get tied in together. And at equinox, the moon's in Virgo, and Virgo is this time to clear your clutter, garage sales, purification and cleanse, be it on a body or a physical level. And then a few hours later, we've got this third of three super moons that we've been having in the very beginning of the signs Libra and, of course, Aries. So we know that we're all going to be dealing with relationships on some level. And yet it's also mixed because that moon for the next 3 months is in Virgo. Well, we need to get organized. We need to become efficient. We need to get our act together, basically. And then on the other side of my mouth, going, oh, yeah, but we're going to have to deal with relationships. Elizabeth, I think you've probably looked at the spring equinox chart and you saw that Venus and Mars are in a challenging relationship to each other.
Yeah, they're gonna square, aren't they, on
They're
Friday?
square, which is either a challenge or a motivator, depending on how our listeners want to look at it.
It could be both.
Well, and I will tell you, though, at Venus will be in Aquarius, which is great for people who are looking to open up to new groups, new friends, new organizations to stretch out. And yet Mars is in Taurus, which says go make money, be practical, get down to earth. So one part's very social and one's very pragmatic. And of course, that could also work in relationships. Like the bad joke would be is one partner wants to spend their money on a trip to Hawaii and the other wants to
There
remodel the kitchen. And
you
who's
go.
going to get their turn if you can't both have what you want?
Oh, well, that sounds familiar. But also, can it mean that you're doing something positive and getting enjoyment out of it? Like I'm going down to that gathering, and that's a social gathering, but I'm presenting an award that was given by my sister's passing. So I think that would cover that too, wouldn't it, Mark?
Yeah, I think that's a perfect example because you're doing something practical and yet you're also doing something that's fun and creative and opening up to new people. And,
Yes.
Aquarius holds the higher ideal.
Well, but what happened was they set up the award for me, and David's daughter and I got it together, put the money in. But now the graduates are donating to the fund as well, so it's going to grow.
Excellent,
Isn't
excellent.
that wonderful? We do have some calls coming in. I have a Diana from San Diego. Let me give you her birthday. It's April 26th, 47. Atlas Candero, California. Let's see if she's on the air. Diana, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Did you want to
Is
ask Mark a question?
Yes, I have my question is I'm having trouble with my mouth. I'm having problems, and the dentist don't seem to be able to come up with what's wrong, and that's what my question was.
It must be a lot going on in the dental area because I just had dental surgery myself. But that we're in Mercury retrograde now in the sign Pisces, and that's March 5th to 28th. And Pisces rules all those mysterious, we don't know what this thing is, kind of an energy. And my bad joke story would be is I had a car problem, which was nobody could define it. What was it? And so we just gave up and did nothing. And at the next Mercury retrograde, it broke, so we knew what it was. So in other
I have something
Oh.
for you, Diana. I just had a
Yes.
similar problem at the dentist, and he told me that that problem comes from lack of vitamin E and vitamin C. So I started taking them, and it disappeared in 3 days. Maybe that will help you. He also gave me a lip balm with vitamin E in it.
And I'll
Cool.
also give you the astrology answer on top of all that. So the planet Saturn rules bone, skin, teeth, the whole skeletal structure of the body. And the planet Uranus just moved into Taurus. It was teasing us all last summer. And Uranus is things that break and explode. It actually rules the aerospace industry. So all the stuff that's going on with Boeing right now and Mercury retrograde, we could go in that direction too. But anyways, this Uranus is making a challenge, or what we call a 90-degree square, to the planet that rules rulership means it's the boss of a certain area of your bone, skin, teeth.
Yeah.
And my guess would be is this has been something that's been waiting to happen. And now that Uranus has moved in, because Uranus breaks things and blows things up. But I will tell you, because your sun is in the early degrees of Taurus, you know, because you were born in the early part of Taurus, it also has something to do with you and your life force and how you bring yourself to the world, if you want to take it to a metaphysical level. But as far as the mystery piece, I think after we get through Mercury retrograde on the 28th, you know, those things tend to surface during the shadow period that's about, 10 days after the cycle.
And then it should disappear. But try the vitamin E, Diana. I know that will help you. I know it will.
I don't know if it'll disappear. It might just get worse, actually.
Oh, really?
So that you can deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
Because right now, I don't know what it is.
I'm just feeling good. Go ahead, Diane.
One thing that was happening was I was losing enamel, and the dentist doesn't know why, whether it's something coming from my stomach or, you know.
Well, that's from acidic. What do you have that's acidic? Do you drink a lot of orange juice or anything that's acid?
No. In fact, when it started happening, I just quit drinking anything acidic at all.
You know, you might want to try my tea as well. I've had people try my healing tea, and they had stitches and dental work, and all of the pain went away when they drank the tea. That might help too. But I would go with the vitamin E and my tea. That would really be good for you.
Okay. Great.
Thank you for calling. Let's find out, Diana. Thank you very much for listening.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Mark, we have somebody else. We have an Anne from North Virginia. She's June 16th, 1952, and she says she was born in Tarrytown, New York. Are you there, Anne?
I am here. Good evening. Well, how are you?
Good evening. How are you? You're up in my neck of the woods. I grew up in Bergen County, New Jersey, right across the Tappan Zee Bridge from you.
Right across the bridge. That's right.
Yeah. What can I do for you?
Well, I was wondering, I have a cooking business. This is my second career. I was a teacher for many years, and then I'm a personal chef and caterer, and I always kind of gauge how my business does every year. And I noticed this year I'm getting more and more jobs since the beginning of the year, last year and the other years before, it was more later in the year. And I'm wondering what's going on in the sky.
Oh, that's got to be Uranus moving into Taurus. It rules food and it rules luxury and wonderful things and catering. It's perfect, right, Mark?
Yeah, she also has Mercury in Cancer, and Cancer is also food, nutrition, home and family type stuff. So two things. One, the planet Jupiter spends about 1 year in each sign, and he just moved into Sagittarius between November of 2018 till early December of 2019 for all of us. And Jupiter and Sagittarius are buddies. They like each other, so it's an expansive energy. And what it's doing is it's setting up a pattern in your chart that's temporary called a grand trine, which means triple harmony. Mm-hmm. In other words, your moon was in Aries, which is a fire sign. Jupiter moving through Sagittarius is fire. And then you also have the planet Pluto in Leo, as a whole generation of people do, which is more fire. So passion, enthusiasm, gung-ho. And my suggestion would be is, number one, you want to run with this while we've got it going in your favor, you know, this triple harmony. But number two, we also have Chiron, who we call the wounded healer, the half horse, half human in Greek mythology, is moving up to sit on your strategic planner, an asteroid we call Pallas. So imagine here's this goddess who wears armor. She has an owl at her feet, so she's a strategic warrior, planner, goddess kind of energy. So instead of just getting into the enthusiasm, oh, my goodness, business is good, let me run with it, which you need to do, I would also be making a bit longer of a term plan so that, you know, if you get past that hump or it slows down a little bit, you know, you've got a plan to keep it going. Make sense?
Okay. Yes, it does make sense. It does.
Yeah, but you know, also your son is in Gemini, and that's very good for Jupiter too, isn't it, Mark?
Sure, particularly with Gemini, you know, the conversation is usually short, quick jobs, you know, quick here and gone kind of a thing. Is your normal language with that sort of thing? But I don't know if you've developed any products, but Gemini would also rule like a mail order business if you were going to do a website and, you know, if you had products that were able to, you know, be sold through the mail, for example.
Like my tea.
Maybe sell at a farmer's market or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Farmer's market would fit my short, quick, or if the products were, you know, didn't spoil, you know, being able to send them through the mail, you know, would be another option.
So that's good, Andy. You're on your way.
Yes. Have to take advantage of this time then, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. And this will go through like somewhere between Halloween and fall equinox, that grand trine will start to move away. So jump on it now while it's going good.
Got it. Thank you so much. Thanks.
So, Anne, what you're going to have this year is a busy first half of the year. It may slow down after August.
Yeah. Oh, really? Okay. The first
right.
Now, why August, though?
Well, that's when things start to change and go into fall, and I just felt it. Heaven knows why. I just felt it. But Mark could
you
probably tell you
why. Felt it as opposed to the trine. Okay, got it. Okay, yep. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Astrologically, Jupiter's still going to be in Sagittarius till early December, so while I'll agree that, you know, as we get more towards spring, fall equinox, that's when that grand trine starts to dissipate.
But doesn't it help?
That's why I want you to have a plan to keep it going.
Right.
Keep it going. But what about the fact, all right, so Gemini, though, the opposite of me is Sagittarius. If
that's where Jupiter is. That's why it's benefiting you.
Will that help?
It's probably saying you need to think bigger.
Expand.
Okay. Got it.
Go on shopping TV. You're going to be great. Thank you, Anne.
Thank
I'm
you
sure
so
wonderful
much.
Ideas
Thank
will
you.
Come to you over the next few months. Thank you for listening to Let's
Thank
Find
you.
Out.
Take care.
This Bye-bye. Is Elizabeth Joyce, and tonight is my guest, our astrologer, Mark Dodich. And if you'd like to make a call and call us, the number to dial in for questions is 888-429-5471. And we're answering people's questions about what's coming up in the spring and summer. And we're also going to be talking about the shifting from Pisces to Aries and the spring equinox. So, Mark, let's talk about this full moon that's coming up in Libra at 0 degrees.
Yeah, I think it's real interesting. You remember when we started our conversation, we were talking about Venus square Mars, the two relationship planets. Mm-hmm. Without throwing too much astrology at the listeners, Venus is associated with Libra and Mars is associated with Aries, which is this full moon is. And of course, this full moon, it's the third of three supermoons, and it's the least strong of the three. You know, the one we had at the eclipse in January and the big one that we had in February. And this is the third of three, so it activates people's emotions.
It's the gentler one, though.
It's the gentler of the three, and it's the last of for the year, I believe. I don't think we have any more this year. But the key is we have this spring equinox theme of Venus and Mars relationship planets, you know, love and money. And now we have it with this full moon at the very beginning of the signs Libra and Aries. And I'm guessing at some point you're going to remind me that there's a another full moon in April.
At the end of it. Is that a blue moon as well as two in one month? Is that another form of a blue moon, Mark?
Actually, no, but we are going to have a weird blue moon on May 18th, which we can talk about. But let me finish the thought. We've got beginnings and endings surrounding relationships.
Right.
this spring is a pretty key thing to talk about. And that's all type of relationships, as to who do we want to share and play with and who not.
And why is it always that the first is the beginning and the second is the ending, but usually you have your ending before your beginning? I've always wondered that, because we have a new beginning. I think it's my new book coming out, and I hope you're going to give me your chapter, Mark, is called Backstage, and it's about the energy happens before the action. So it seems to me that what the universe is saying is the new energy has to start to open you up before you take care of closing down what you need to close down.
It's pretty common that the universe gives us teasers or previews of what that energy is going to be about. For example, we've talked in the past that Pluto moved into Capricorn in 2008, and Capricorn rules infrastructure and Pluto rules things that go boom. Well, we had the bridge in Minnesota fell down just before that occurred as a signal of, oh, here's what's coming. We also saw the radio broadcaster Don Imus get in trouble for talking badly about Rutgers basketball game. And see, Capricorn rules prejudice.
Yeah, well, he always gets in trouble anyway.
but the point is since then, we've seen lots of issues surrounding prejudice and profiling and infrastructure. I mean, that bridge in Minnesota or Italy just fell down not too long ago. And so you're right. You always see hints of what's coming before it actually comes. Very common.
And then you have to do that, and that energy has to move in before you have the courage to end something. You've got the new beginning there first.
I like to call it a wake-up call.
Yeah, I do too. So, and you know, that can happen in very strange, wonderful ways. Marvelous. You know, we have Diane back from Georgia, or she was born in Atlanta, Georgia. No, born in Chicago, Illinois, but it's 6/17/64. You have that, Mark?
Another Gemini, yep.
Hi, Diane. I know
yes,
we got them
hi.
All.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Now you're in.
Oh, good.
So
what is
your question? What is your question for Mark?
Well, I just wanted to know if there are any special trends I could expect in the spring, and I think more specifically focused around a move and a new relationship that I'm in.
Well, number one, you were born with the planet Mars, which is ambition, masculine energy, how you deal with your male side or the men or the good old boy network of the world was in Taurus, and Mars is traveling through Taurus right now. For everybody, okay? And that's actually going to go into the middle of April. So what I'm trying to say for everybody is this is a great cycle to roll up your sleeves and get to work and get ambitious and put your ambitions into physical level energy. And that's true for all of us in this April through early May, okay? Actually, I said that wrong. It's March through April, early middle of May. Anyways, what I'm trying to say, too many words to get to, is Mars in your chart is going to come back to home base, kind of like hitting a home run in baseball. What that means is you've been finishing up the last 2 years of your life and planting the seeds for this next 2 years of your life that's going to start in April. So what's your two-year ambition plan would be my question to you.
What's my ambition
looking
plan?
For an answer.
Whatever plan you're planning, Diane.
It's
lots of creative projects,
Good. Yeah, and you're perfect for creative projects, being a Gemini. So what is it, whatever you're hoping to manifest, I'm big on meditation. And I think that going within and talking to your higher self is a way to really begin to manifest. I like the relationship. When is your partner's birthday?
September 9th.
Oh, you got a Virgo.
Yeah,
okay,
double
Mark.
Virgo, actually.
Go ahead, Mark. You take this one.
Well, first off, everybody who was born in the mid-1960s has Uranus and Pluto in Virgo. We call it a subgeneration signature because a whole bunch of people have it. And these are the people who don't really fit into the world that they were born into. They either don't work the way the world does, that they were born into, or they don't do relationships the way the world they were born into does. And so it's a little uncomfortable for everybody born from about 62 to 68, 69, whereas you were born when it was pretty close. So we know that you need to follow your own drummer, shall we call it?
Yeah.
Like, in other words, your chart wouldn't do well with a micromanager boss.
And you're not one to sit in a cubicle.
And and yet, on the opposite side of all your Virgo planets, you also have Saturn in Pisces, which is complicated because Saturn's structure down to Earth, and Pisces is, as Elizabeth well knows, the psychic of the zodiac, since she's loaded with Pisces planets. And so, in other words, the complicated thing to talk about for you is you got this one part that needs to be very, very practical down to Earth, and another part that needs to trust your higher intuitive vision and not talk yourself out of doing what you know you need to do, and not getting caught up in illusions at the same time.
That's hard.
Oh, yeah.
That's
oh, yeah. You know, welcome to my life.
When you make a change, let me just tell you this. If you say, I'm in the flow, I am in the flow, I am making this change, it feels right, and I'm a child of God, so as I move forward, things will work out. Remember, you're not making a change just for one reason, not just for the relationship, but also to refresh what you're doing, to meet new people. And there's always somebody that you're going to meet that's going to enhance your gift and recognize and help you along. And so maybe you have to move into the new area to meet them. And that's natural law. So don't be afraid. Okay. Embrace it.
Yes. Yeah, I'm wide open to it. I really
Where are you
going
to be moving to, Diane? Where are you going to be moving to?
Well, hopefully just a little closer to a town square where I live in Marietta. That's what I'm hoping to do.
Oh, well, that's not a big move. It's when you move to another state or country that it's a big move.
Oh, yeah, I've already done that big move.
Well, make sure that you've got open space and make sure that you're safe with your land and your water and everything, because that's what we have to be watching out for in the next few years. Right, Mark?
Yeah, absolutely. The water is going to be a giant issue for everybody. And the other thing I wanted to mention, because you had mentioned relationship, I believe, that planet Uranus, we said, moved into Taurus, is making what we call a small pyramid. We call it a sextile in astrology, which means mini harmony. To the planet Venus in your chart, and Venus is, you know, the love and money planet, and your Venus was in Cancer when you were born, so we know you can be incredibly nurturing, but you also have to be careful of being what we'll call caretaker, you know, attracting people who are looking for mommy.
Yes.
And the Gemini wouldn't do that, but your Venus in Cancer would. But it's getting some help, so you want to make sure in your relationships that you're also enhancing the friendship side of relationships, not just the, we'll call it the love and romance side.
But remember something else, too. Venus in Cancer is loyal to family. So you do have a wonderful way of being loyal, faithful, and true with a high integrity, I think. Don't you think, Mark?
Yeah, and the piece I didn't tell you, Elizabeth, was her Venus was retrograde when she is born, so she has to reclaim that because the love and money planet was going the wrong way when you were born.
I think what happened, Diane, what I'm getting psychically is that you're done with the relationships that have repeated an old soul pattern. I'm going to call it a soul pattern because you probably had some of it in a past life. And now you have a brand new opportunity to absolutely open up with your partner and expand and go into soul growth and learn more about love and the harmony. So good luck to you.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Let's find out. Mark, I just wanted to mention with Uranus moving into Taurus, doesn't it align well with the energies coming at the end of April and May and bring good luck? Wouldn't that be the day to play the lottery? Can you tell us a little bit about May and Uranus?
Well, I think it's going to be a little bit complicated because things we haven't talked about, may talk about before the end of the hour, is the three planets that are doing that big alignment in 2020 are all turning retrograde in April.
Right.
And here's Uranus trying to push forward into this whole new thing, and yet here's these other three heavy-duty planets going to be turning retrograde over the summer. So it could be kind of a push-pull-shove-jerk kind of energy where part of us is trying to get new stuff going, But as you know, with Uranus, it can be erratic until it finds its torus stability.
But sometimes it shows us stuff that we haven't really looked at and didn't realize was interfering and blows that up.
It totally will blow up things.
So those retrograde planets like Saturn, they retrograde every year. So that's kind of a rhythm. It's a rhythm. You've got to look over things, and maybe you do have to change the way that you represent yourself or the way that you talk to others to grow and learn more about love.
But a good example is Uranus rules the aerospace industry. Mm-hmm. And right now we have the whole Boeing thing going on. And Uranus also rules technology. And so they think that the problem with the Boeing planes is a software problem.
More than likely.
The other thing we've seen is just recently in the news, we're getting very serious about commercialization of space, you know, with the various companies that are, you know, doing that. And so we're seeing it in both very positive ways and also very erratic, challenging ways, as we are with the new Boeing plane.
I know that my very strange thought is you cannot own space. You just can't. They're going to try to regulate it and own it, but you can't. So we'll see what blows up with that Uranus message.
Don't get me on my soap opera.
I know. So anyway, it's time to take a break. This has been wonderful, and we're going to listen to some messages, but I do want to remind you that I'm with Mark Dodish, the famed astrologer, and if you want to call in with your question, we will have a little more time on the other side of our messages. The number to call is 888-429-5471. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com, and we'll be back right after this. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and now it's time for our weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing, week of March 18th through March 24th, 2019. This week brings us a super full moon at 0 degrees Libra, which means new beginnings, as well as the spring equinox. The kickoff begins on Wednesday, March 20th, which brings the annual spring equinox and then a full moon in Libra. This complicates the energies for the coming 3 months just a bit. The spring equinox has the moon still in Virgo, and that means it's time to cleanse your body and your closets. It's at 28 degrees Virgo, so it's time to get organized, throw stuff out, and be more efficient. Virgo wants you to accomplish numerous practical tasks. The full moon happens on the same day that the sun moves into Aries, which can have some powerful effects over the next 3 months concerning whatever area Aries is located in your birth astrology chart. Since it's at the point of new beginnings, it's time to check in with your subconscious to bring your business and important relationships to a good conclusion. The sun in Aries brings a new and fiery energy to the planet over the next few weeks, as well as it brings us Passover, Easter, and the first season of the year. With the light and darkness in perfect balance during the spring equinox, it's a stargazing reminder to check and see if your own life is in balance as well. A third event occurs on March 21st. Mars moves into a harmonious alignment with Pluto, making that day a positive power day when, for real, mountains can be moved. Be careful now, because shortly after this alignment, Mars squares Venus, which can bring temper tantrums and love-hate situations. Friday can bring healing as the sun conjoins Chiron, the comet that represents our deepest wounds and brings the possibility of healing them. At the same time, the Libra full moon wants to be social and participate in relationships and live a life full of ease and luxury. If that isn't enough, analytical Mercury continues to be retrograde until the 28th and is in alignment with psychic Neptune. Get ready for some misunderstandings and miscommunication, snafus, and everything else on Sunday, March 24th, when Mercury retrograde joins up with Neptune. Watch out for your drug and alcohol intake as well as your driving on that day. Ideally, you'll open up to a higher intuitive vision and then make an adaptable plan to bring that vision into reality. Or maybe you just want to sneak away for a short retreat. Be certain you know the difference between fantasy and reality under this dreamy combination. A meditation practice daily will help you accomplish this. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time to get back to our weekly program with our guest tonight, Mark Dodich, the famed astrologer. Elizabeth Joyce has just come out with a new bright clearing formula spray. This is a sanitizing and healing spray. It's extremely powerful and great for clearing away negative energy. If you've had a sickness or a cold, it helps to clear the room, as well as areas that have had heavy activity, your exercise area, or perhaps the dining room just after dinner. It is suggested to be used generously as needed to spiritually cleanse an object. For example, if you want to upgrade your crystals, you always do that on the new moon, and you could spray it with the healing spray, this bright spray, put it in the window on a 9, a 3, a 6, or a 12, and let it sit there for 3 hours, and you'll have a new crystal that will be clear for your thoughts and input for the following month. This spray cleanses an object or space of stagnant energy, and you can use it daily in your bathroom area or any area where you feel a tightness, a cloudiness, a place of where you can't breathe well, such as cigarette smoke or odors from cooking. This spray will clear the room immediately. It's also wonderful for body workers, massage therapists, and healers. And it can be used after every client to renew and rejuvenate the room. Elizabeth Joyce's Bright Clearing Formula can be purchased at new-visions.com or by calling 201-934-8986. And now let's get back to Let's Find Out. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I have a wonderful, helpful, uplifting surprise for you. I had a dream in the full months of 2017 about a tea mixture that I was to prepare. Blended according to Ayurvedic principles and chanting of ancient Sanskrit mantras to assure deep cellular healing and relief from within outward, Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea was born. This tea helps with illness because it penetrates any damaged cells in the body and flushes out poisons. If you are on heavy medication, this tea will be helpful with the effect, creating extra healing energy power. Drink the tea just before meditating or while listening to ascension music or chanting your mantra. The formula came from the divine and contains the holy Tulsa leaf from India. Because these tea leaves are freshly harvested, there is absolutely no caffeine in this tea. You can drink it hot or cold. The ingredients are honeybush, Tulsa leaf, turmeric, lemon peel, cinnamon, ginger, and cloves. This tea is not available in the stores as yet, but it will be very soon. It is available on my website, www.new-visions.com. You'll see the little icon of the tea box on the front page. So pick up a pouch, sit by the fireplace, get comfortable, play Ardas, and sip your tea. This elixir tea will also help you with troubled sleep. The tea can help you relax, to be calm, and to raise your vibration from within. It begins from the heart center outwards. I'm looking forward to helping you with your healing and your work from within. Thank you. If you wish to order the tea, you can call 201-934-8986 and leave us a message, as well as purchase it on the website. Don't wait to get your tea. The healing starts immediately. Thank you. The Chakras in Your Body is a meditation file created by Elizabeth Joyce and Richard Shulman way back in the year of 1993. Elizabeth Joyce considers this some of the best work she's ever done. Walk the spiritual pathway by opening all of your 7 body chakras. There are 2 tracks totaling over 1 hour of information. Track A contains the information to help you understand the chakras, and track B is a 25-minute guided meditation to open your heart center. It is extremely powerful, and within 120 days, your third eye should begin to open. You can get this MP3 file on Elizabeth's website, new-visions.com. You download it, you listen on your computer or smartphone or digital music player. Again, if you want to set up a very good and powerful meditation practice on a daily basis, the chakras in your body is the MP3 file for you. It's an audio file, a guided meditation with beautiful music by Richard Schulman. Begin your meditation practice now and grow into the joy, knowledge, and inspiration that this practice will bring to you. Again, you can order it at the website, new-visions.com. Go to Spiritual Products. Thank you. This is Elizabeth Joyce of BBS Radio, Let's Find Out, with an important announcement about a local monthly meeting we are conducting here in Pennsylvania. We are continuing with our lecture series through 2019. On the night of Friday, April 5th, we will have our third lecture. February and March were delayed because of snow, but we are continuing with rehearsing, working with, and learning how to raise our vibration and bring us to a new, healthy, and vibrant lifestyle. With this lecture series through June of 2019 in Doylestown, Pennsylvania, with the lecture series, we are bringing information to the general public the first Friday of the month, every month. Elizabeth Joyce is presenting a new lecture series for your personal spiritual transformation, The Power of the Inner Soul, Becoming Masters of the Planet. Elizabeth offers an internal blueprint for accessing the energies of ascension to ensure that you are ahead of the curve. Her spiritual, intuitive, and downloaded messages give an authoritative snapshot of the ongoing inner struggles that we all endure to understand the events that are happening to us, our community, our nation, and the world at large. Each meeting will involve a talk, a meditation, and instructions on how to stay attuned and connected to spirit. By keeping a critical eye on your balance, connection, and awareness, you will be able to go through the coming times in the safe, supportive, and loving atmosphere that you will create for yourself. Come join us as we work on our multidimensional transformation. This is held at the James Laura House, 132 North Main Street, Doylestown, Pennsylvania, 18901. Donations are requested to help with the expenses. Please RSVP if you know that you're definitely coming, but walk-ins are always welcome. Please come join us and bring a friend. Together we will work on improving the planet, improving our health, and improving our thought processing so that we can be in a place of love and comfort. So hopefully I'll see you there and we can begin the work together. We will try to record some of these sessions so that you may download them on the website to get the information. Thank you.
Don't let the stars get in your eyes. Don't let the moon break your heart. Love blooms at night. In daylight it dies. Don't let the stars get in your eyes. Oh, keep your heart from me, for someday I'll return, and you know you're the only one I'll ever love. Too many nights.
Too many nights.
Too many stars.
Too many stars.
Too many moons could change your mind.
Don't let the moon change your mind.
If I'm gone too long, don't forget where you belong. When the stars come out, remember you are mine. Don't let the stars get in your eyes. Don't let the moon break your heart. Love blooms at night. In daylight it dies. Don't let the stars get in your eyes. Oh, keep your heart from me, for someday I'll return, and you know you're the only one I'll ever love.
Stars get in your eyes, don't let the moon break your heart.
Papaya. Papaya.
Too many miles.
Too many miles.
Too many days.
Too many days.
Too many nights to be alone.
Too many nights all alone.
Oh, please keep your heart while we are apart. Don't you linger in the moonlight when I'm gone.
While I'm gone.
Don't let the stars get in your eyes. Don't let the moon break your heart.
Don't let the moon break your heart.
Love blooms at night. In daylight it dies. Don't let the stars get in your eyes. Oh, keep your heart from me, for someday I'll return and you know you're the only one I'll ever love.
I'll ever love.
I'll ever love. You're the only one.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. Station 2. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. An honored guest come every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471 in the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Elizabeth Joyce, we're back on BBS Radio, and I'm sorry that we had to interrupt Moonlight on My Window, but we will be playing it in full as we begin the meditation. And that wonderful, beautiful song is written by William Vitalis. We just listened to Perry Como singing Don't Let the Stars Get in Your Eyes, and we're playing that because tonight we have with us Mark Dodich, the famed astrologer. And he's answering questions about the spring equinox and all the wonderful things that we're going to be enjoying this spring. And Mark, we do have a caller. Her name is Karen from New York. She's born March 29th, 1950. Karen, are you there?
Yes. Hello. Thank you.
Did you want to ask Mark a question?
Oh, yes. Hi, Mark. Thank you. What do you see coming up for me?
Well, can it be more specific, please, Karen?
Okay.
What subject do you want?
Is there anything, can you find in the birth chart anything about karmic health issues or timing of when, you know, healing would be? Somebody recently told me that I was... You know, I've been seeking root causes of, you know, what do I need to do to ultimately heal my body? It's a long story. I've been going on for years.
It's called present life regression.
They told me present that it was regression. Something in my astrological chart.
Well, one thing that I can tell you that's being activated right now is the We have a planetoid called Chiron. He, in mythology, he was a centaur, you know, a very famous teacher of healing in ancient Greece. He was half horse, half human. He was caught between worlds. He didn't fit in the horse world. He didn't fit in the human world. He was an immortal god who got mortally wounded through no fault of his own. And out in the sky, the planet Jupiter is literally sitting on top of where Chiron, your wounded healer, was when you were born. Now, Jupiter and Sagittarius, the sign it's in, as well as your Chiron, rules liver, lower back, sciatica, hips. So if we're talking about any of those parts of the body, and I'm not a medical astrologer, let's say that up front, but Chiron rules alternative therapies, because if you're half horse, half human, you're an immortal god who's mortally wounded, what's a general practitioner doctor going to do for you? So number one, and this is going to be going on into the fall, so half-step strategies for healing rather than the, between you being an Aries sun and your moon is in Leo, those are both signs that just want to fix it and be done with it.
Yeah, and it's not going to happen.
Yeah, this is more, we're going to have to do things in stages.
And it's more, Karen, present life meditation, looking at some trauma issues and forgiving them and releasing them, as well as moving and meditating.
Is there a particular body part?
I was just going to say, I've been doing so much of that kind of work.
Well, you're saying that very discouragingly. I don't hear any joy coming from you. Mark asked you what part of the body is affected.
Oh, okay. Well, it's more like systemic infections and hormonal imbalances. I guess gut issues and a lot of teeth issues. I'm facing intense dental work coming up, and I'm concerned. You know, I want to get the infections under control before I even let them do anything.
Oh, absolutely. But that has to do with your decisions. The teeth are decision making, and the gut is, I don't like what's happening around me. So I know that Ardas would help you. That's music. And I also know that meditation would help you. And doing a lot of it is not doing enough. You really can't use it as putting powder or lipstick on. You have to use it as a dedicated practice.
And
go ahead, Mark.
I was going to say, although I don't have your exact time of birth, your moon and Pluto were very close to each other on the day you were born. And moon rules your emotions and things that go through phases. Pluto actually rules dental, at least part of the dental. I'm not going to go into all of it. So anything that you could do for emotional healing and emotional release would be number one. Because your moon's in Leo, which rules the heart, we need to make sure that the actions you're taking out in the world are heart-centered, not you're doing them because you're supposed to or guilt or obligations. And then you also have Saturn was in Virgo when you were born, and Saturn actually rules teeth and the skeletal structure, where Pluto rules more dental and think of root canal kinds of things. Anyways, Virgo's a sign of being too hard on ourselves and judging. Mm-hmm. So if you notice yourself being too hard on yourself, perfectionist, self-judgment, you got to let that go. And then the moon in Leo says we need to do emotional healing, at least, in addition to what you have to do on the physical doctor level.
And Karen, I would suggest to get some strong spiritual counseling. That is what I do with people. I work all over the world, and maybe we can talk offline about it. But bottom line is the meditation practice and being aware of where this is coming from in your astrological chart and in your spiritual being is important.
Wow.
So start with the emotional heart and no judging.
Yep. Okay.
It's a starting place.
Okay.
And according to what Mark says, as you go through these few months, it will begin to shift and change and get better because of where the planets are going. But if you want to really work with it and you're determined, just give me a call offline, Karen, and we can work.
Okay. And remember the word that Aries don't like to hear from an astrologer, the P word, patience and discipline.
Patience, and then more patience.
Yeah.
I know.
I've been at this very long, so I think that
yeah.
I've been demonstrating that.
Yep, of course. Well, sometimes we just don't get the right direction right away. It takes time. But we're on your side. We want you to do well and meditate and learn. And tonight you might want to listen to the meditation and Richard Shulman's music. It's called Harmony, and it will help move your body into a place of harmony for a while. So that's great. Are you in New York City?
Yes.
Well, I'm not far away. So let's get in touch, okay, Karen?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling. Let's find out. Well, Mark, that was wonderful. Let's see if we can wind this up now. Can you give us a rundown of all these things that are happening between now and June?
Number one, I would start with looking at your relationships and making sure that we're healthy in how we're doing relationships. And that can include no relationships, too. Are we out of balance in some way, shape, or form? And it's not just your love life relationships we're talking about. We're talking about all types of relationships. It's going to be a theme. Mm-hmm. The other thing is because the three planets that we'll be talking about in the coming months, Saturn, Pluto, and Jupiter, all turn retrograde in April through August to early October, those are the three planets that are going to be in that heavy-duty alignment next year. So those people who are paying attention, you know, prophetic insight, mm-hmm. they're going to get a hint of what they're going to be doing in 2020 this spring.
Well, that's good.
So it is good, but it is to do with restructure and let go. And
so many people that come to me are changing jobs and expanding or not expanding, and they're feeling sense of loss. And I'm telling them it's not a sense of loss, especially with Mercury retrograde. It's a change. I am safe. It's only change. And we're all in transition.
Well, and, you know, with me doing the relocation astrology that I do, there's just mm-hmm. a ton of people moving.
Yeah, there are.
A lot of people are just done where they're at, and it's time uh-huh. to move on.
Yep, and you can feel it. But you're staying where you are, right?
for the foreseeable future, I'm not going anywhere.
Oh, that's good. Okay, Mark, and you're on again with us in June. That's June 16th?
June 16th, yep. And in the meantime, I just had my spring newsletter went up. So if they went to astromark.us, they can download the spring newsletter. It's about 12 pages long.
Do you have a phone number that you'd like to give out for the people to reach you?
Sure. I'm out in the Pacific time zone at 503-252-1558, or all the details are at astromark.us.
And they're also on the BBS Radio website, because we have your whole profile on BBS Radio as well.
Thank you.
So thank you very much for joining us, Mark, and I'll see you in June.
All right. Happy spring.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Next week, we have Frank St. James on. He's going to be answering your questions as well. He is a other side reader, or you'd call him a crossover reader. He does give you messages from the people that have passed over that are near and dear to you. And it's wonderful having him on. And on the 31st, we have Sharon, my numerology lady, or my nemology lady. She works with people's names and how that affects you. And that's the last time that we're going to be on at this time of night, because we're shifting our show over to Station One, and we'll be on an hour later, wherever you are, starting April 7th. So make sure that you follow us and keep in touch. Now it's time to get ready for our meditation. We're going to start with Moonlight on My Window by William Vitalis, and it's sure to calm you down and make you feel the spirit that moves within you. And then we're going to do the meditation, followed by Harmony with Richard Shulman. And if you allow yourself just to really lay back and relax and feel real good, and if you have a significant other, you can put your head on his shoulder and feel real good and allow the harmony to work for both of you. Thank you for listening to Let's Find Out, and I'll see you next week. Good night.
This is Elizabeth Joyce of Let's Find Out. And now it's time for our meditation. Tonight, our meditation is igniting your soul or reconnecting with your blessed higher self. I invite you to simply relax and to be in the connection of your divine presence. When you do, you can remember that this moment, this life experience, is an expression of your mastery. Therefore, how could it be any better than it is? Take a deep breath and relax as the smile of the universe and all that is within it arises naturally to call you from the perception of anything that is less than that. Allow yourself to relax and connect with your beingness and to reclaim the illuminated mastery of your blessed higher self. Be ready to express and illuminate as the mind relaxes and the heart of illumination begins to open in that beautiful gold amber light. When the heart center opens and connects with the 10th chakra, the new heart center, the birth of true illumination and mastery anchors into form. As you connect with who you truly are and are shown through the divine what your mission is and what you're to do next. Some people travel the path of denial. They deny the senses to discover their own mastery. But that's just one journey. As a master in form, by loving all of the senses rather than seeking to deny and destroy them, your divine nature, your true self, will anchor in unconditional love. All challenges during your experience of form are active practices of mastery. This is your destiny. This is your yoga. This is your self-ascension. To remember the truth of your divine nature as a part of the journey of your form and your soul acting through and walking through this lifetime. It's time for the moment of mastery ignition through the expansion of your senses. Relax. Take a deep breath. Breathe into the senses of appreciation and harness their gifts while discovering your mastery within them. Let's talk more and explore more. Our soul traveling through the senses. The sense of touch. To touch offers a feeling. Touch your skin. Touch your cheek as you receive this gift of inner connection. Take a deep breath. Touch your hands. Put them together and notice how you feel. Do you feel your skin? Do you feel your pulsing energy? Are you focused on a lump or a bump? Are you focused on dry or soft or rough? Or are you focused on experiencing the touch? Allow yourself to focus on touching. As you reach out your hand, are you the child seeking to experience touch, or are you closed to touch? What is it that you truly want to touch? What is it that you have allowed yourself to touch? Now, gently bring your hands to your heart center and touch your heart center. You may want to close your eyes and feel the touch. And as you close your eyes, allow it to ignite another sense. In this moment, experience touch. Touch the divine heart energy as the energy from the 10th chakra flows down in the amber light into the 4th chakra, your heart center. Take a deep breath. Feel. The next sense is to feel. This is beyond emotional feeling. It is the experience of touch that ignites the feeling. It is why we begin with touch. When you are cradled as a newborn, you experience touch. You experience energy. You feel as you ignite your feelings. Having experienced the touch of the soul, you ignite feelings that are outside of the density and emotional overlays. To honestly feel is to learn how to touch, and to lovingly touch is to ignite your honest feelings. When a baby cries and a stranger picks up the baby, it continues to cry. When a baby cries and the mother picks up the baby, it quiets down and snuggles into the softness of her arms. Once you ignite your feelings, you begin to see. It is through this experience that you remember, honor, and joyfully understand that vision has nothing to do with your physical eyes. To see is another sense. What is the sense of vision that allows us to see? Many of you are already aware that when you close your eyes, your greatest vision arises. As you begin with the touch of the soul and to ignite the greater depth of feelings, the freedom of true visions comes forth through your third eye. It is the limitless recognition and experience of reclaiming your mastery as one of the many gifts of your life experiences. It can take you into other realms. It can take you into other parts of the earth. It can help you with remote viewing. And it can help you to understand the heart of others around you. Then you begin to hear. This is another feeling, another sense. And this gift comes as your mastery opens and blooms. Hearing connects us with the infinite hum of the universe, with that wonderful vibration that travels through your heart. The energy of hearing sustains your divine illumination, and hearing can call forth your greatest wisdom, because when your hearing opens, you can listen to your blessed higher self's messages, and you can call in your angels and your guides and listen to them as well. The next sense is taste. When you're on the edge of your mastery, then you taste the sweet breath of the world that you are co-creating. Relax, take a deep breath, and receive the taste of the breath. Receive the nectar of the guards. Just one taste, taste and see, and dwell in me. Once you have tasted the breath, the recognition of that taste is fulfillment of nourishment, and it re-enters the soul as divine spaciousness ignites and you grow. You once more discover the eternal master that you are and have always been, and you are invited to ignite yourself again. It is said that the Buddha sat under the Bodhi tree for 6 months without food or water. He was tasting. He was living on the nectar of the gods. That invisible food that dwells within all of us that is so nourishing, something that we must have to continue our path of light, love, centeredness, balance, and fulfillment. Let's remember how the senses are a gift and they ignite you. And let's consider all this for a moment, because we're going to begin to stir the senses, putting them all together. Touch, feeling, seeing, hearing, and taste. In your world, touch is usually feared. There is appropriate touch and inappropriate touch. How do I touch? Who do I touch? What do I touch? And when? As you touch, there can be judgment. Was that touch okay? Should I have touched you at all? What did that touch do? What feelings came forward from that touch? Can you see the difference? It is this discernment that ignites your mastery and expands beingness and releases that which seeks to prevent expanded recognition of your divine. The mind of density, which wants to be in control, relaxes as you claim your mastery of all of the senses. When using your vision, it's controlled by the brain, and you usually see with judgment. I see this is good. I see this is not good. This I see is beautiful, and this I see is not so beautiful. When you taste without recognition of the fragrance of the breath, then you taste for taste's sake. You seek more and more taste to cover the taste of harmony. The fragrance and taste of the breath illuminate the physical body, and the enlightened physical form enjoys the taste of physical lightness. When judgment enters this experience, the senses become your judge. When the senses become your judge, the soul sits patiently waiting for you to allow it to touch you again. We are touched soul to soul through other people. When we are touched by another person's soul, there is no separateness. There is no you and me. There is only us. Are you ready to touch your soul? Can you touch your soul? When you touch your soul, you free yourself from judgment of the senses that bind you. This special touch invites you to ignite, and through the energy of your heart, the wisdom keeper of your universal mastery appears. And that's when you can sit and feel and taste and listen and hear. You are here on earth now because you are practicing mastery. With that sentence, you are being told that you are already a master. You are in the mastery school, and now you are in your expression of mastery. How do your senses experience this as a part of your gift? Take a deep breath and feel your cellular recognition as you are touching yourself or another. Celebrate your senses as you touch your soul energy from within. Feel this energy between yourself and others. See with the clarity of the universe. Hear the hum of universal life through you, and the taste of the breath and the taste of the nectar. When you feel as if you are experiencing chaos, consider how you experience it. Are you navigating chaos through the senses of the soul or the senses of density? Your world experience is conspiring to lift you into the energy of an ascended presence as you restore your sense of the soul. You now have the opportunity to practice this often if you choose. Take a deep breath. Within the recognition of the energy of the soul and of the senses, you are invited to step into your mastery without a doubt. Here, you will discover the world that has been waiting, the world that has never left you, and the world that has always been. True ascension, a new energy of light and love, with no judgment, no recrimination, only the beauty of sharing oneness and wholeness. Breathe. And with you, feel everyone else breathe at the same time. Breathe as you touch. Breathe as you feel. Breathe as you see. Breathe as you hear. And taste the nectar. Taste the breath. This is glorious and profound. And you are truly in touch with yourself. You are in touch with others, and you have released all judgments. Celebrate that. Celebrate the removal of fear, the removal of doubt, as you walk your path to the glory and beauty of the light of freedom, the light of balance, and the light of wholeness. Take a deep breath. Meld into the sounds of Ardas. Prayer beyond prayer. As you are cleared of any and all reservations and hesitations.